This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The owners of the Return to Nature funeral home were arrested on suspected felony charges today. This comes more than a month after authorities discovered the improperly stored remains of nearly 200 people at the business in Penrose. Since then, several families have accused the company of giving them fake ashes instead of their loved ones' cremated remains. The potential charges include abuse of a corpse, theft, money laundering, and forgery. The El Paso County District Attorney's Office is handling the case. Colorado's Wolf Plan has the official blessing of the federal government, CBR's Sam Brash explains.
A new permit finalized Tuesday allows an exception under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. That law currently forbids anyone in Colorado from hazing, harming, or killing a wolf. But Colorado wildlife officials say they need options to protect livestock. Options like sound cannons to scare wolves away or lethal control in some circumstances. Those options are now allowed under the federal decision, and that means Colorado should be able to meet a voter-approved deadline to release wolves by the end of the year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Grand Junction will now be able to lease out its municipal properties for up to 99 years if the property is used for workforce housing. Voters approved the longer lease times yesterday. However, they rejected an effort to increase the salaries and benefits for city council members. You can come to CPR.org for more election result coverage and more stories from around the state. You're listening to CPR News.